The last Metroid is in captivity. The galaxy is at peace.
To Sound and Action, a podcast dedicated to video game music and soundtracks. I'm your host, Julian, and welcome to PixelBit.com. This is a new show that I'm hoping will take off. I have a love of video game soundtracks and music, and I wanted to take this opportunity to bring some of my favorite songs to you, the listeners, and hopefully you get something interesting out of it. What you just heard was from Super Metroid from 1994. That was Samus Story Music by Kenji Yamamoto and Minako Hamano. The reason that I picked that for the intro for this episode is because that's where I get the name Sound in Action. I actually am lucky enough to own the original Super Metroid soundtrack, and the full title is Super Metroid Sound in Action, and I just thought it sounded cool. So, for this episode, I thought that I would use a theme of songs that I listened to back at my store. I worked at a independent video game store called Gamefellas for over 8 years, and one of the main attractions of our store was the ability to try out pretty much any game in the store, and to that end, we always had demo units running. So one of the big things that I would do when I would come in the mornings or whenever I would come into work was set up all three televisions with some very interesting games that had some good attract videos and music. And some of these songs that I've selected for you today are some of my favorites over the years. So we're going to kick things off with one of my early RPG loves for the PlayStation 1. That would be Wild Arms from 1997. Here is Into the Wilderness by Michiko Naruke. Hope you enjoyed that. The next one is actually it's a two-parter. I didn't realize that it was separate tracks on the soundtrack, but I always think of it as one continuous piece, because this was the entire attract video for this particular title. From Square Enix, we have 1998's Final Fantasy Tactics. The first track you're going to hear is going to be Bland Logo by Hitoshi Sakamoto. And after that, it's going to go right into the very aptly named Unit Introduction by Masaharu Iwata. And that was just the big attract video that showed you all the different types of classes and characters that you could use throughout the course of the game. So here we go.
Thank you.
All right, now for something completely different. I thought we'd have a vocal track thrown in here. It's actually going to be the first of two for this episode. Coming to you from 1997, we have the PlayStation version of Soul Edge, which was called Soul Blade here in the States, but my soundtrack is still Soul Edge. It's the Japanese version, of course. So we have here by Benten Maru, The Edge of Soul. Now, this next one is very important to me just on a personal level. One of the things that I liked to do when I would get to the store early in the morning was pop in some really mellow games that kind of put me in the mood for working for the day and everything. Something subtle and something that would be a contrast from the inevitable, like, big explosion games and stuff that people would try out throughout the course of the day. So what I would love to do is get to the store in the morning and pop in Eco for the PS2, which just had a gorgeous intro video and music. So from 2001, we have Castle in the Mist by Michiro Oshima. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Finally, I have a little bit of a gag for you. This is something that you've probably never heard of, and you've likely never heard the song at all, but this is one of the advantages of working at a store like mine, where we would get these quirky games in, and we would stock them, and we would sell them, and you just find these little gems, and one of them was Rising Zan, the Samurai Gunman from 1999 for the PlayStation 1. This was a very quirky, decidedly B-level game, maybe even C-level, but it had an excellent intro and a really funny theme song. So to close out this episode, this inaugural episode of Sound in Action, I'm going to leave you with Johnny No More by David Nowlin and Greg Weber. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we will be doing this again shortly. Goodbye.
Once upon a time, a blue-eyed boy from the Old West learned one of life's cruelest lessons, that evil was bigger than his gun. So he followed the footsteps of a mysterious master to the Far East, where he learned the secrets of the sword and came back home with the heart of a gunman and the soul of a samurai.
Johnny had a dream. Manson turned his world around. He changed his name and learned the Shogun way of land of the rising sun.
Last test and my final lesson for you.